just to end and really conclude the oral part of Perek HaOral with one more Ha'ara, one more Reibai, as it relates to the general halacha of Milah, and really just to come full circle and bring it back to the beginning of the Perek, and that is Ha'aru lo yoich lebetruma. This was Malavas through Daf Ayin Aleph, Daf Ayin Beis, Daf Ayin Gimel, and really knee deep into Daf Ayin Dalet. Someone that's an Arul is not allowed to eat truma. We mentioned several times, and on Daf Ayin Barichos, that there's a big machlokes Rishonim, what the definition of an Arul is. Rashi and the Bali Tosfos and Rav the Rishonim say, an Arul is a koyen shemesu achiv machnas mila. We're talking about someone that's an Arul ba'inus. Someone who had two brothers, both brothers died machmas mila. As a result, because of chazaka, chamira sakanta meisura, it is aser for this child now to have a bris mila. This child is an aral. However, nebuch an aral is oichet an aral, and Allah is lo yoichlu b'truma. This aral is not going to be able to eat truma. However, the Rishonim all quote Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam argued. Rabbeinu Tam said that if someone's an Arul because Mesu Achav Machmas Mila, he would not be considered the Arul of the Mishnah that's Naladi Truma. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's the Chanoinus. So who is the Arul of the Mishnah? The Arul of the Mishnah is someone that B'mezin, on his own volition, decided, for whatever reason, not to do Bris Mila. So we have a Machlokes Rashi and Rabbeinu Tam. If someone's an Arul, V'pnei Shemesu Achav Machmas Mila, is he an Arul that's Lo Yoich L'Betruma, or is he not an Arul that's Lo Yoich L'Betruma? So on Daf Ayin, we spoke out the Mahalach from Rabbi Chanan, Hashem Yimkum Damai, in his Kovitz Aris, who said that Yesh Loimar, the Machloikis HaRishonim, had to understand the Aral, is totally a Chakira HaYudua, what exactly the Ptur of Pekuach Nefesh is. If someone finds himself in a Matzav of Pekuach Nefesh, where barring the Gimel Averis Chamurois, he's obligated to violate all the halachas in the Torah. So right now, his din is to violate this principle in the Torah. What's the gather? Is the gather that really he's mechuyev to keep the mitzvah even in this matzv, narvas, oynes rachmano patre? Or maybe when a person's in a matzv of pekuach nefesh, he doesn't even have a chiyev to do the mitzvah. Rabbi Chanan said a nafkamina regarding Pesach Sheni, and with that chakira, he was mazv with the machlokes rishonim. But I was thinking, maybe, al derech hapilpul, to suggest another mahalach, and it's really based on raid that Be'ezus Hashem we've spoken about many times over the years. And that is, the Gemara says in Masechtas Brachos, Chishev lasos mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasah, ma'lo olav akasav kilu asah. If somebody wanted to do a mitzvah, but he was an oynes, and because of the oynes, he couldn't do the mitzvah, is it considered, says the Gemara, ma'lo olav akasav kilu asah, it's considered as if this person actually did the mitzvah. The emes is, what does it mean, Mala Olav Akasav Kilu Asa? Does it mean that he literally gets schar as if he did the mitzvah? No, he's not going to mamish get schar as if he did the mitzvah. You do the mitzvah, you're going to get a moira to get schar. What it means is you're going to get schar. It's not just nothing. No good thought goes to waste. So the chishev lasa is mitzvah, the halach is, on some level, you're going to get schar. And really, b'muscharishin, it could be, it's tali, in the shaila that we always talk about, the Chacham Tzvi, and really the Greisa Chakira, wherever Chazal used the word ki'ilu. Does ki'ilu mean that it's literally the real thing? Or ki'ilu means it's only a shtickle like the real thing? But it's not mamishet. Chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lei asah is ma'lo olav akasav ki'ilu asah. Is it mamish ki'ilu asah? Or is it not mamish ki'ilu asah? But the bottom line is, this is the shaila. If someone had a machshava to do a mitzvah, the Gemara says, and it was an oynes v'lei asah, it's ma'lo olav akasav ki'ilu asah. Is it mamish ki'ilu asah? He's going to get schar as literally as if he did it, or it just means epizvas, he's going to get a schar. So we've mentioned many times that in the Torah of the Chassam Sofer, it's mavur that the Chassam Sofer held that chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lei asah is ma'la olav ki'ilu asah mamish. It's literally as if he did the mitzvah. Just going to mention three short places that the Chassam Sofer says it. The first is in the Sechtes Chulin Daf Pei Zayin. The Gemara over there, it's a well-known Gemara, says that if someone's about to do a mitzvah, and then somebody else chaps a mois, he ganvas the mitzvah of him. So he has to pay a knas. The knas that he has to pay is asara zehuvim. He now needs to pay asara zehuvim. So the Chassam Sofer asks that he doesn't understand that you have to pay a person for taking away his mitzvah because you stole something from him. You didn't steal anything from him. Chishev lasnis mitzvah,
V'nenas v'lo yasa is malo v'kasav kilo asa. So this person's going to get all the schar mitzvah in the world because he wanted to do the mitzvah. You gathered it from him. You didn't kill, steal anything. You think you took away his schar? He's going to get schar anyways. Says okay, l'gicham soifer enochinami. When you pay this person asar zehuvim, you're not paying him because you took away his schar mitzvah. And by the way, you think schar mitzvah person's going to fakoyfa asar zehuvim? Yafa kairas ruach. But Olam Haba, Mikol Anoy Olam Aza. No, it's selling out for 10 Zehuvim. So what is that Asar Zehuvim? So the Chasam Sofer says a pshat. He says, because when a person does a mitzvah, he feels good afterwards. Right? You do a mitzvah, you feel like Asar Zehuvim. You feel geshmak, right? It gives you a very, very good feeling. If I care, if a person wanted to do a mitzvah, and then venenas v'loy asa, he walks around ungezetz, right? He feels terrible, he feels lousy. I wanted to do this mitzvah, I was about to do it, and all of a sudden, boom, somebody ganved it for me. Says the Chassam, that's what you have to pay him for. You have to pay him for taking away the geschmack he would have had, gewalding, I just did a mitzvah. And to the contrary, now he's walking around all ungeblusen because of the fact that he didn't get to do the mitzvah. For that, mitzolten up, asar zehuvim. But don't think asar zehuvim is the value of the mitzvah. And by the way, you don't have to pay him for stealing the mitzvah because he's anyways a chishev lasis mitzvah, the nenes v'lei asa, mal olav akosav kilo asa. Now, I ask you, if Mechsam Soifer held a chishev lasis mitzvah, the nenes v'lei asa, is not mamish the real thing. All it is, you get a shtickle schar. So what's the Chassam Sofer's kasha? If us daf aron kumin tzahazah grace at teretz, it's poshut. He was going to get schar mitzvah mamish from kol chavetzechel ayishvuvah, and instead, yeah, he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. So he's going to get a little bit of a reward for it. You have to make up that balance. The teretz is Chassam Sofer held this mamish the same thing, and because it's mamish the same thing, so it's for that reason we have to worry about it. Another place the Chassam Sofer says we're familiar with the sugya of mitzvahs lav. Lehonois nitnu. So the Rishonim ask a kasha in the sugya of mitzvahs lav lehonois nitnu that luchayra. I don't understand. How could you tell me there's no hana from doing a mitzvah? You do a mitzvah, you're gonna get schar. You're gonna get rewarded for it one day. So mitzvahs lav lehonois nitnu. How could that be? Right? A shofar shel avodah zarah. You're allowed to blow it. Are you having hana from this shofar? Mitzvah slav lohanesin. What's the noch? To a mitzvah? A maisa mitzvah is a maisa avdus. Sinishka maisa hana. Kimavur, belashoyne azov shal rashi, in rashon and avchof chesom and alf. Abim makshim harishoynim, the rishoynim asks kasha. The Ran and others, that I understand. At the end of the day, forget about the hana you get from actually doing the mitzvah. That's a maisa avdus, beseder. But what about that hana you're going to get in the next world? What about the schar mitzvah? Zoktach sam sofer. Chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa is mal olav akosav kilo asa. That means if you wanted to now blow shofar, but the only shofar you had was a shofar shel avodah zarah, you'd anyways get schar mitzvah because chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenas v'loy asa mal olav akosav kilo asa. You don't need the shofar to give you the schar mitzvah because you're anyways an oynes, and because you're an oynes, because the only shofar I have is a shofar shel avodah zarah, so I'm gonna get schar because I was a chishev lasis. No, so if that's the case, so it comes out the shofar is not giving me the hana, it's not giving me the schar mitzvah, I would have gotten it anyways. So if that's the case, so it comes out that hana of schar mitzvah can't be hana of mitzvah slav lohana snitnu. It's a fest the chassam sofer, but again, what do you see from here? You see the chassam sofer, there's no additional hana that you get for doing the mitzvah versus simply having the machshava to do the mitzvah. Because chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'lei asa, malav kas kilo asa, it's not just a good thing, it's a nice thing, we'll give you a little something for it. No, it's mamish the real thing. There's a third chassam sofer, and this mamish nails it. And that is, in Shailos HaTshuvos Chassam Sofer, it's a Chayshem Mishpat, it's in Siman Aleph. The Chassam Sofer there was talking about someone who didn't do something because of an oynes. So if you do something, the oynes is if you didn't do it. But if I didn't do something because I was an oynes, the end of the day, I didn't do it. Zok the Chassam Sofer Toich Dvarav. He says that there's only one time you find that if I wanted to do something, I tried, but I couldn't do it because of an oynes, it'll be considered as if I did it. You know where you find that? Chazal say in Brachas Davav Amin Aleph, Misha Chishev Laso Is Mitzvah, V'nenas V'lo Yasa, Ma'ala Olav Akosav Kilo Asa. And here's the punchline, in quotations. Harei Amrinon, Yisni Chazal were of the opinion, Do Unsa Ki'ilu Nasa Maisa Bepoil. That when it comes to Chishev Laso Is Mitzvah, it's literally as if you did it. V'komash Malon Arambam, that's what he's discussing. It's a special chesed that the Eibishter did for Oisei Ritzoinoi. And that is, there's a chesed that if you want to do a mitzvah,
then it's going to be malo olav akasav, literally ke'ilu aisa. The bottom line is, what comes out, miteirasoi, shomaron, achsam soifer, is that chishev lasis mitzvah venenes v'lo yasa, isn't just you're going to get schar, isn't just you're going to get a reward, it's literally the unsa ki'ilu nasa maisa b'poil. And even though it's true in other areas in Allah, you don't find such an inyan, abezel mechazdei abayri sbarach shmeyal oisei ritzayne. Sounds like the Lashonis of the Mesilas Yisharim when he talks about tshuva. It's from the chazdei abayri sbarach shmeyal that there's a concept, even though you did something, you could do tshuva as if you never did it. Right? This is like the inverse of that. It's mechazdei abayri sbarach shmeyal that even though you didn't do it, but you just wanted to do it, but you didn't do it because of an oinus, it's going to be malal of akasav, literally, as if you did it. It's the fiza yesh loimar, a little bit of a leap of faith. And that is, what happens if you have a child where it was mesu achiv machmas mila, where right now you want to go ahead and do bris mila, but you can't do bris mila. You know why? Because the halacha says you can't. Don't you have a chiv? Yeah, but oinus rachmanu patre. And as a result, you can't do it. Chishev lasis mitzvah, v'nenas v'lo yasa, is mala olav akosav ki'ilu asa. So if it's ki'ilu asa, yesh loimar, it's literally as if you did the bris mila. Here's the chiddush. If it's literally as if you did the bris mila, yesh loimar, that this child is not going to be considered an aro. And if this child is not going to be considered an aro, the aloch of aro lo yoich lebetchum is not going to apply to this child. Is lefiza yesh loimar, that Rashi and the Rishonim, who said that an oral that's mesu achiv machmas mila, the aloch is, they have a din of an oral, they can't eat truma. It was machmas oinis. But at the end of the day, Nebuchadnezzar's an oichet an aral. I chishev lasis mitzvah and enes v'lei asah is mal olav akosav kilu asah. Yeah, you're going to get schar. It's kilu asah. Oh, but mamish, you want it to be hari unso kilu nasa maisa b'poil? That you're not going to have. So at the end of the day, do blights an aral. Oh, Rabbeinu Tam may be held that chishev lasis mitzvah and enes v'lei asah. Again, al derech ha-pilpul. That is mal olav akosav kilu asah. That is literally as if you did the bris milo. So if it's literally as if you did the bris milo, you're not going to be considered it or not. But again, what's the Lamban going to say? I hear it's a nice shtickle Torah, maybe, right? But it's still, you're an Aral. What do you mean? You're an Aral. Ha'aral lo yachlu b'truma. So you're ke'ilu asa. Oh, but at the end of the day, with all your ke'ilus, b'staflesh the Aral. So at the end of the day, how could you eat truma? But I think the Teretz is meridik. You know what the Teretz is? We learned the sugya of if someone was moishach his Arla, is he allowed to eat truma or is he not allowed to eat truma? If somebody's moishach is arla, does he go back to have a din arla? Does he not go back to have a din arla? So the Gemara said, Dvar Toira, if someone's moishach is arla, the halacha is he's allowed to eat truma. L'chayra, if someone is moishach is arla, he's an arla now. He was just moishach is arla. So if he's an arla, why is he allowed to eat truma? The teretz is because he had a bris mila. And if someone has a bris mila, even if he's an aral, the halach is he has a din of a mol, not a din of an aral. Just to bring it out even a little bit better, the Michas Chinuch in Mitzvah Beis clears a shayla. What would be if somebody was noilad mol? If somebody was noilad mol, he was born gemalit, and then he was moishach his arla. So what's the halacha? That person that was moishach his arla, does he have a din of an aral or does he have a din of a mol? In other words, in the Gemara it's mavur that if someone had a bris mila and he was moishach his arla, the halacha is he has a din not of an aral, he has a din of a mol. What would be if somebody was noilad maho, and then he went and he was moishach his arla? He would have a din of a mo, or would he have a din of an arla? So the Michas Chinuch says, there's a stark mokin to say, that if someone was noilad maho, he's moishach his arla, he's going to have a din of an arla. I, the Gemara, no, because in the Gemara he did a bris mila. So because he did a bepoil of bris mila, therefore even if he now, he was moishach his arla, so now he's technically an arla, oh, but once it's chal on him that he did a bris mila, haint is a shen gemalit, as opposed to someone that was noilad maho, he never did a bris mila. He was punk born that way, and because he was born that way. So for that reason, it could be this person that's Moshe Chazarlo is going to have a din of an aral. What you see in the Michas Chinuch is that be'etzim, someone that was Moshe Chazarlo is an aral. None of us, there's a din that once you have bris mila, so you're gemalit. And if you're gemalit, so the halacha is someone that had a bris mila, even if he's an aral, has a din of a mal. Is yesh loima. If chishev lasis mitzvah v'nenes v'lo yasa, is mal olav akosav kilu asa. In the chsam soifer, b'lishoyne yazav,
the unsa keilu nasa maisa bepoil. Without this Chassam Sofer's lashon, there's no raid bite. But the Chassam Sofer says klar that it's keilu nasa maisa bepoil. So if that's the case, mechazdei habayir is baruch shmei alayse ritzayinoy. A chiddush niflun wonders you don't find anywhere. It's mamish like you did it, and that's why the shitasay and all these other Chassam Sofer's, the Chassam Sofer's tiny gets mamish the real thing. So it comes out you did bris milah. So what are you gonna tell me? Are you an aral? So I got it from someone that was Moshe Chazarla. We did bris mila, and boom, it happens to be an oral. It doesn't bother me. As long as you did bris mila, even if you're an oral bepoyel, who cares? At the end of the day, you're not going to be considered an oral. Yesh loymar, that's pshat in Rabbeinu Tam. And if that's the case, it's gevaldig. Why Rabbeinu Tam said that no, if someone was Mesu Achim Machmas Mila, he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. He wants to do the bris milah. Of course he wants to do the bris milah. It's pashut he's a chishev lasis mitzvah. It's ma'wal of akasav kilo asah. He had bris milah. If he had bris milah, as nishkano, he's an aral. He's like, gara from a moishach an aral. That's also an aral. That if he had bris milah, he's not considered an aral. Midai raisa. Must be, said Rabbeinu Tam, that when it says in the Mishnah, ha'aral lo yoichlu v'truma, what it's referring to is someone that was an aral, not ba'inis, but somebody that was an Arab in Mesid.